Hi, Don.
Yes, this is Don.
Don, my name is Jeremy. I'm speaking to you on record a line about the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Were you or any loved ones ever diagnosed with any serious ailments after spraying Roundup?
Like I said, I had lymphoma cancer, large cell
Okay.
B non-Hodgkin's.
What year were you roughly diagnosed with that, sir?
2010.
2010. Okay. And how old
I
were
was
you at the time of
stage
diagnosis?
four. Let me see, I was 47, so it'd be 63.
And you did spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis?
Yes, when Roundup came out, we used it on the farm. Now our farm, if you ever look at it, it shows about 100 acres, but we share cropped over 1,000 acres.
Okay.
So we used a lot.
A lot of it. Okay. All right.
We used DDT and stuff like that, and then a lot of that stuff was outlawed, and my dad bought it all. I mean, even after I was married, I was going back home to the home farm and helping them. So early evenings and weekends, definitely.
And I'm sorry to ask again, what was the lymphoma diagnosis you had or diagnosis? It
It
was
was large cell B, non-Hodgkin's.
large cell B, non-Hodgkin's. Let me find that.
Now, I had another lymphoma cancer in 2019 that was follicular cancer. I don't know, follicular lymphoma. I don't know if that means anything. Another entirely different cancer.
Follicular.
Yeah. In 2010, I was in stage four, and I lost my left kidney.
Oh man. How are you doing now?
I'm told I'm cured of that one, but
Okay.
the follicular one, I was in stage two of that. There is no cure for that, so I'm in recession.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, it's good you're in recession for it at least, but
And I had to go through 2.5 years of chemo on that one.
Really? Oh man.
That one was a tough one.
Yeah, I hear that's the worst, like the worst part of it all. It's just.
Well, the first cancer, large cell B, I did what they called CHOP R chemo. So it's four different chemo drugs together. They literally had these liter bags. They looked to be 30 inches long, 24 to 30 inches long. And they had four on the merry-go-round on my thing of that. But I went my chemo days. I started at 7 a.m. I finished at 4:30 in the afternoon.
I'm reading about yeah, it's rixumatab, prednisolone, oncovin, cyclophosphamide. I'm probably pronouncing this terribly wrong, and
I
hydroxyd.
can't pronounce them. They say it's the most. It's the worst chemo treatment as far as the patient, but it's
It's
the
the most
greatest,
effective.
most effective for
Yeah.
certain cancers. And that large cell B, it's working.
That's good.
And they said with that particular treatment, if it comes back, it comes back within 2 years. They haven't seen a case come back after the 2 year point.
I see. And they call it R-CHOP or CHOP-R because the drugs that are used. I see. R-C.
Correct.
Oh,
Yeah,
interesting.
they call it CHOP-R, and so it's a harsh one.
You'd be
There's
there
a
8 hours, you said, right?
well, yeah, I at 7 o'clock they had me queued in to do blood work, and then 8 o'clock I met the doctors. At 9 o'clock they started the chemo, but I was at a cancer center, and your cocktails were mixed fresh, so that's
Okay.
why. So based on your blood work and everything, the doctors could modify the mix if they felt was necessary,
Right.
and
Okay.
they said having it fresh it was better, because I could have had it the treatments done at a local hospital, but they would actually mix it in Philadelphia and ship it. So you're getting it days later, and they say it's not as good. So they said patients do it that way, but they recommend that you go in. So I was in Millville, New Jersey at the time, and I was going up to northeast Philadelphia to Fox Chase, which is a part of Temple University.
Nice. Okay.
It's strictly cancer. It's one of those things.
Do you already have an attorney assisting you in regards to this, sir?
No.
Through the round. Okay. And just to confirm, nobody sent you anything in the mail in regards to this or email to sign?
No.
And you would like to participate in the roundup lawsuit?
Yes. I mean, you know, if that's what triggered this, then, you know.
It could very well have been a factor. You know, that's.
Yeah, I don't know. We don't. Where there was cancer in the family, it was really rare. And nothing with lymphoma cancer.
Yeah. And it was diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, DLBCL. That's correct?
Correct. Okay. They just referred to as large cell B, non-Hodgkin's.
Yeah, that's the medical term. And then you were diagnosed roughly around 2010, and you would have been between 50 and 79 years old when diagnosed. That is correct?
Correct. I've been right in the middle of that, 63.
And then you did spray Roundup within 20 years of being diagnosed. And roughly how many years would you say you sprayed Roundup for?
We're trying to think. We started, somewhere in 70-something like that. I would say 15 years.
Okay. 85. And you have sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more altogether?
Oh, yeah.
In those 15 years, how many hours of exposure altogether would you say you had? It could just be a rough estimate.
I would say it could be as much as 100 hours because of how much we had to spray.
Okay.
When you're doing over 1,000 acres.
Yep. And you were the one spraying it?
Yes.
And how long did you spray Roundup before you were diagnosed? Was it like 2 years before, a year before, less than a year before?
I had moved from the farm, and so it had been almost 20 years.
Okay.
Since I stopped.
So it was like 80.
Around early 90s.
Okay. I'll put 1990 down, roughly. And you were the one spraying it. And this is occupational, yeah. Assessed commercial or agricultural?
Agricultural.
Okay. You are a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then you said you have had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. That is correct?
Well, I've only had the one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's.
Oh, and the follicular was not non-Hodgkin's?
I didn't catch that.
The follicular one was not non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay.
At least they never said that. They never said it. They just called it follicular.
Okay. No, I just want to confirm. And you're a findless claim for yourself, of course.
Right.
Any loved ones or anybody else ever spray Roundup that you know that was later diagnosed with similar ailments as yourself?
Not that I'm aware of. My father's deceased now, and it's interesting. He passed just after I was diagnosed with it.
Sorry.
Now, he had a lot of health issues, and don't know. You know, when someone has heart and diabetes and you name it, he could have had cancer in that mix too, and just that the other things was what killed him.
Right. Is there a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Any have you and then in regards to yourself, have you ever been diagnosed with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, or lupus? Any of those?
None of those.
What about Epstein-Barr?
Not, no.
HIV or AIDS or an autoimmune disease?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
I do have that because of a spinal football injury.
Okay. So you have RA. Okay, no worries. And then what about hyperglycemia?
No.
All right. And then cancer requiring chemo other than the non-Hodgkin's. Have you ever had that?
Run that by me again.
Have you had chemotherapy for another cancer, not the B cell?
Well, just for the follicular.
For the follicle. Okay, so yes. And then it was follicular. What was it again? I'm sorry.
It was follicular lymphoma.
Lymphoma.
That was in 2019, and that's the one that I was took chemo for 2.5 years.
Okay. And when was that diagnosed?
2019.
Okay. And you received chemo for that, of course. Okay.
Yes.
So when I look it up, it says follicular is a type of non-Hodgkin's. So I'm going to mark yes for, where is this one? It's a question I asked you a second ago. I'm sorry, I'm looking for it. Might have been that one, actually, the one I just asked you.
Now,
Okay.
there's one before you'd asked about
Yeah,
being
I know. That's why I'm looking for it.
non-Hodgkin's. I just never, they just never used that terminology.
Yeah, they just said follicular lymphoma. Okay.
Right.
Looking in the 20 years, 15, 10, 100, 2 years.
I
Okay.
usually don't like to sue people on that, but I thought about doing it after 20, after my large cell B cancer back in 2010. They kept the port in my chest for 2 years in case they said if it comes back with vengeance. And anyhow, when I was going in for follow-ups, I'd go in and they do blood work the first thing. Anyhow, the first time I went in, the nurse said, "Well, we'll just do it. Just do it in the arm. You don't have to do it in the port, and just tell them from now on, just do it in the arm." Well, that's what we did, but no one flushed the port for 2 years. And when they pulled the port out, they didn't realize that it was all filled of infection and
I was
staph.
gonna say.
And they would it was so bad. Anyhow, I was in on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and the kids were all in, and they left on Saturday afternoon. Sunday morning, I told the wife, "Go on to church. I'm calling our 800 line. I'm said I'm in bad shape here." And they told me just get to the nearest emergency room. And they did scans right away, and the scans is they wrote down as patches of staph infection up against the heart and blood clots on the other side of the port.
Oh,
And I
man.
spent 7 days in the hospital, and I didn't realize it. It had all these special doctors came in, but my doctor was on vacation, and one of his cohorts was in there. And when I did my follow-up, he was surprised to see me. And I says, "I never missed an appointment." And then he says, "They didn't tell you." And I said, "Tell me what?" He says, "All the doctors, including his partner, on the hospital records, all wrote me off, not expected to survive."
I think, dang. Well, I'm glad you're doing better now. That's tough.
I told him I'm a German descendants on both sides. And I said, "I didn't know enough to die." I said, "It's too tough."
Yeah, no, it's gone through a lot. And then Don, and then Yeager, Yeager, right?
Correct.
All right. And are you a junior, senior, second, third,
No.
anything like that? Okay.
No.
And I'd have to ask you this. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth, sir?
10/23/47.
Current age?
77.
27. Okay. And then what is the last four of your social, sir?
0240.
Okay.
You can tell anyone who's been to college, they know their Social Security.
People in the military all know it too, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
everybody nowadays is you gotta have it for stuff. And then how did you first learn between the connection of Roundup and your cancer? Was it TV, commercials,
It
ads?
was a TV.
TV, okay. TV, okay.
So I thought I'd check into it because I had such a rough time, and it wasn't from the cancer, but the follow-ups with the doctors almost killed me. I had a good case to sue the hospital, but I did not do that. But they changed everything right away because whether you had it in the arm or in the port, you went the same place. Now they separate. They had two separate places in two different areas of the hospital. So once you put a port, you always go to this spot. If you're doing it in the arm, you go over here. So they do not combine them. So I said, well, they took the corrective action.
It's okay. And then
That happened the very next time I went in on the follow-up.
I see.
Because they
Okay.
follow up you, they want to keep you there for 5 years. And they kept me for seven in the loop because I agreed to do a, be a study of that. And so before they started chemo, they drew buku months of blood that they freeze, and they keep it for if they get any new potential drug or that they got tainted blood the tested against.
I see. And then you did spray Roundup at least 1 year before your diagnosis, that is correct, for the B cell.
Well, it'd been almost 20 years since I had done
Since you had sprayed it.
it. Excuse me?
Since you last sprayed it.
Yeah, I did on the farms, yeah, because it
Okay.
was right around 1990. I think about 1991 is when the last time I was on the farm.
Okay. All right. Me just confirm the wording of this question.
We had the big sprayers that you had big arms that came down, and you had a huge tank behind the tractor that, and you were putting a lot of spray out.
Okay. I'm getting clarification on this. Hold on 1 second. So it would have been hold on, I'm getting clarification on this. 1 second. Sorry, Don, just 1 second. Okay. One second, I'm just making sure this doesn't go through. Yeah, because the question is, you did use the product for more than 1 year before being diagnosed, that is correct?
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, that's the
but
question that is asked.
it wasn't the just 1 year ahead, but I used it for a number of years
Yeah.
in the pretty much most of the 80s there.
Okay. Yeah. Use it for around 15 years or so. Yeah, we got that. Okay. And
I didn't
then,
remember when we switched over.
yeah, I know you're good.
We use the same equipment, it's just different chemical.
And then, how tall are you, sir?
Right now I'm 5'5". I was 5'8", but I've shrunk
Okay.
with age.
And what is your weight?
210.
10. Are we speaking on a smartphone or
A smartphone, it's an iPhone.
landline?
As most people, we don't have land phones anymore.
Yeah, no, I get it. What's your best email, Don?
It's Don Jaeger Meister, MEISTER, at gmail.com.
I like the email. It's a very good one. And then YEAGERMEISTER, right? And then your first name, of
Correct.
course, first. And then this is the best number to reach you on, 704.
Yes. Yes.
And it is a cell phone, of course. And when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to call you or text you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm taking all of them and I'm on the computer every day. I write a issue a daily devotional to over 100 guys in my church and to five other churches.
Oh, really? How many viewers on your website do you get usually?
Don't have it on a website. It's just I send it out by email to the other churches. I send it out to the men's leader, and then they just dispense it. So I don't have a hundreds and hundreds of people on my email list then.
Okay. Wow, that's a decent amount. Got my supervisor here about that this question. So you did use Roundup, the product Roundup, for more than 1 year before being diagnosed.
Correct.
Okay. I just had to get clarification. Yeah. All right,
Yeah,
no worries.
Perma came out till I left the farm in 91.
Okay. All right. And then let me ask her.
91.
And then I have one more question to ask her here. Okay, Don, I'm back. Sorry. All right.
Yeah.
And then
No one thought about anything really harmful of that,
with the brown, yeah.
and I myself and my father and my next younger brother had commercial license for farm drugs, farm chemicals. Back in Ohio, a lot of drugs, a lot of chemicals were withheld, and you had to
Are
go in
you
and
guys?
take all these tests.
Were you guys using Paraquat too?
I don't believe so.
I think that was before, actually. I guess I still use it today, though. And,
Well, we were using, I think the big thing we was using is DDT.
okay, yeah, that's banned now.
Yeah. And when it seemed like it was the time that that was banned, that we went to Roundup or at some point there, we just kept doing it.
Because my father told me that DDT worked really well, but then it got banned, and yeah. How
Yeah,
many
it worked very well.
times in regards to Roundup, how many times per month, or actually let's how many times per year would you say you use Roundup when you were using it in your lifetime? Just a rough estimation.
I'd be out there. We'd just do it once a year, but I would be out there for 2 or 3 weeks every day,
Okay.
spreading it
So per
or
month,
going.
you would say, how many times per month would you say?
Well, on the average, it probably once a month.
Once a month. Okay. So about 12 times a year.
I do it once for about 15 days. About 20 days. About 20 days. So okay. On the average, it'd be more like 2 days a week or 2 days a month.
Okay. So about
we didn't
any
use
year,
it every
any,
day. It's just that so,
yeah.
we used it for killing.
So in a year, it'd be around roughly like 24 times.
Correct.
Okay. What year was that? When you first
that
started the parade roundup?
I don't know. I thought it was in somewhere in the 70s, but it could have been the 80s that we started.
It just needs to be a rough estimate. I give it 75. You think mid 70s? Or
whenever
close to the 80s?
DDT went out, we went right to roundup.
Okay, let me see when DDT.
But I wasn't doing the purchasing of that, so I don't recall.
DDT was banned in June 14th of 1972, and the ban took effect at the end of 72.
So somewhere
70
in the 70s, mid 70s, that we probably started using it.
Is it okay?
Does
1975 sound somewhat correct?
It could be correct. It seemed like it was when it came out, we used it.
Yeah. Let me see when that came out. Round up. 74. Yep. So 75, yeah, roughly. And then did you wear any protective gear when applying it?
No.
And you said it was a 1,000 acres where you would apply
about
it?
About 1,000 acres that we used it on.
Okay.
But you know, most of that was sharecropping.
1,000 acres of a share crop farm, correct?
Yeah, about 100 acres that we owned, the family owned, and then the rest was.
The 900 was owned by a company or something?
They were all individual. Most of them were elderly families that couldn't do it anymore and didn't want to leave the farm. And so we came in and took over the farming of it.
Okay.
And then we shared the crops.
Yep.
We actually put it in the barns for them so that they all had their own beef cows and stuff like that, enough for them to feed themselves. So we actually put it in their barns for them, put it all up for them.
Okay.
And usually when we were on the farm, we actually did their chores for them. We'd go in and help them.
What state was it?
Ohio.
Wow, okay. What city?
I was just outside of Youngstown.
Okay. Okay.
Between Youngstown and Akron.
I got family in Cleveland, that's why I ask.
Well, we're halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Almost on a straight line.
You said Youngstown, right?
Right. It was west of Youngstown. Youngstown was our county seat.
I've heard of Youngstown as of recent. It might have been somebody I work with is from Ohio. She might have been saying Youngstown. I feel like it's ringing a bell in my head. And then you were first exposed to Roundup, directly exposed through farming. That's correct?
Correct.
And then you did personally spray Roundup?
Did I do what now?
You were the one who did spray the Roundup.
Yeah. My dad would have it ready for me, and I'd just take the tractor and go.
All right. And then it says, how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Well, I was constant for like 3 weeks in a row every day.
Every day. I will put that down. How many exposures in your lifetime would you say you had to Roundup? Would it be 50, 100, 200?
From?
Just Roundup being
think
exposed
to it. Say 75 to 90,
yeah, about
15
eight.
Times 24 or 21. So it's multiply 15 times 21s. Oh, just do it by 200. By 20, it'd be 300.
15 times 21, 315.
Right.
15 times 21, okay. 315.
Yep.
Did you guys get water from a well?
Yes.
Okay. Has the water well been tested?
No.
All right. Have you
our well went down over almost 300 feet.
Okay. All right. And then you were exposed to other herbicides, as we were talking about, like DDT and such.
Correct.
DDT. Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
Not that I'm aware of.
And what about Agent Orange?
No.
And then the Roundup, that was concentrate or pre-mix Roundup?
That was concentrate,
Concentrate.
and then we mixed it.
And then it's asking, purchase Roundup from a company that is incorporated or is visible. Please. Do you know if you purchased it in the same state? Or your father
Yes,
did?
my dad got it all locally. I don't know.
Okay.
It's a couple different places he bought stuff like that, but.
Okay. So it would have been in Ohio. He most likely bought the Roundup.
Right.
And then would he buy the Roundup monthly, yearly?
He bought it yearly, you know, because we did a spring in the spring to kill everything, then turn the fields down.
Okay. All right. Then turn the fields down.
When I say turn the fields down, we plowed it under then.
Okay, then plow the fields.
After it's all dead.
Yeah, I got to put these in city term tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
And then, do you have receipts of any Roundup purchases?
Did I?
Yeah, if not, it's fine.
Well, during that time, my father did it all.
Yeah, so no receipts, and then no. Do you have any?
No.
No, and no Roundup in your possession, right?
No.
All right. Have
I've
you
used
ever?
it since, but in, you
Okay.
know, in the pre-mixed containers just to around the fence line of the house of that, but you know, a gallon would last me for several years.
Yeah. When's the, in regards to that, when would be the last year you sprayed it like that at home?
Probably 2 years ago.
Okay. No, that's fine. I'll put 20. It says, when did you stop spraying it? I'll put 2023.
Yeah,
Because
it's
you have
about
that.
right because now I have a lawn service and
They
they
do
take
it.
care of
Okay.
that. So until the lawn service, which has been, about 2 years now.
And then we will do, I will change this to, because we had the question about when you first started spraying 75. So you first started spraying 75, stopped 2023. So the years on that are 48 years, roughly. I know you didn't spray it every day, every, like that constantly, but
Yeah, there's
roughly
15 years, from 75 to
to
91.
90 constantly. But then we're just getting, and then from time to time you would spray it at your home until 2023, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I'll put 2023 last year sprayed, roughly sprayed for about 48 years because you were spraying from time to time, mainly though those first 15 years.
Yeah, that was the where it was high volume that we were doing it in open air where you've got you're doing a swath over 20 feet wide with sprayers with
The hand
the
pump, yeah.
we had the probably a 200 gallon tank of mixed solution.
Okay. And then, so no Roundup in your possession currently, and then have you ever smoked?
No.
All right, that is good. And then are you currently employed, sir?
No, I'm retired.
And then did you lose any time from work or anything like that because of surgery related to your conditions back when you were diagnosed, if you were still working at the time?
Yes,
Yeah.
because I had I lost the kidney, so that was 4 days, and then I stayed down. Trying to think of, but anyhow, I lost work. I lost every chemo day. I lost that. I actually worked. They wanted me to take off. The cancer center wanted me to take leave of work for 6 months.
Okay. And
But
this
I
is
worked
in.
every day because I work in an office, and they actually sanitized my office. The
Oh,
company did
really?
for me, and
That's cool.
I had a picture window in my office to the hallway. So if anyone coughed or anything or that, you stayed outside and we just cracked the door and did the conversation that way.
Okay. And then, so this would have been in 2010 when you were first diagnosed.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to just put, I'll put 01, 01, 2010. And you said it was about 6 months, so about July 01, 2010. Because it just asked me provide dates. I'll put just January of 2010 to July of 2010, just rough estimate. And then we're,
Yeah, yeah. It's
have
right
you ever been,
around.
have you ever been in the military, sir?
No.
And then have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No. All right. Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim in regards to this?
No.
Right. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Just traffic ones.
Traffic? Okay. No. And then, what is the hospital you went to for care in regards to the lymphomas?
For the non-Hodgkin's one, I went to Fox Chase. They're in Northeast Philadelphia.
This hospital, Philadelphia, right?
Correct.
The cancer center on Colt
Yes.
Cotman Avenue.
Yes, that's it. And then the follicular, I did it in North Carolina here at Novant
No way.
Cancer Center. And I went to the Matthews
Okay.
Center. They have multiple centers around Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm also. I went and I'm still listed on as a patient at MD Anderson with this follicular. I went there for second opinions and they were working in concert with the Novant on my care.
And Fox Chase Center is where they the oncology, that's the cancer center that treated the non-Hodgkin's one, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And the date treated, I'll just put 01, 01, 2010.
That was I lost my kidney right around July 7th of 2010.
And that's
So
okay. That's when the
the
treatment started.
diagnosis came in May of 2010.
Okay. So your treatment started about May of 2010 for that. I'll put May
Well,
of
that
20.
wasn't a treatment, that was the
The
diagnosis,
diagnosis.
and
Okay.
they did the remove the kidney, and then on the 7th of July, and then couple weeks later, they started the chemo treatments.
So about August of 2010, roughly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible surgery. The kidney had totally gone to mush, so to speak, and had bonded to all the other organs and the rest of my cavity of the chest. And they
I'm
spent
sorry to
six
hear
and a
that.
half hours, they said, peeling it off of all these organs, cutting it away.
And then,
So,
you got chemotherapy, correct, for the non-Hodgkin's
correct.
diagnosis?
Yes, that's where I had the chop bar.
And then on the secondary diagnosis, for the follicular, you received chemo as well.
Correct.
Okay.
2.5 years worth.
Okay. One second, they have a question here. I just want to make sure I put the facility down right. One sec. I guess this question is asking what oncology, let me actually get clarification on this. We're almost done. Let me get your address from you too, actually. What's your best physical address?
It's 3616 Esther Street. ESTHER. And that's Indian Trail, North Carolina,
Okay.
28079.
28079. Okay. 3616. Straight.
It could show up as it'd be Indian Trail or Lake Park.
Okay.
We're in a
It showed up in,
combination.
it's Union County, right? It showed
Yeah,
up in Indian
correct.
Trail. Yeah, I got Indian Trail.
Okay. If you look at it
Excellent.
on a GPS system, it shows up as Lake Park.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on, Lake Park. Is that one word or two?
Two words.
It's an Indian Trail for me when I'm looking. I'm putting Lake
It
Park.
should be Indian Trail. That's the prime one, but I also get mail. It'll say Lake Park. Lake Park is a village with inside of Indian Trail, and they're trying to get their own zip code here.
I see. Okay. And then, would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this, sir?
Emergency contact will be my wife, and her first name is Dorla, Dorla.
Same last name, I take it.
Yes.
And what is Dorla's phone number?
704-242-5714. I had to think a moment.
Very good, no worries. And I take it she lives with you.
Yes.
And we do have permission to contact her if in case we are unable to contact you or
Yes.
something goes wrong, God forbid. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text V right now. It's have you done DocuSign in the past? Are you familiar with it at all?
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna send you a DocuSign. Basically it's just gonna get ask you for some signatures. And then that'll give permission to the lawyers to contact you and then to pull the records.
Yeah, well, to say to do, I've never done the DocuSign on the phone. I've just done it on the computer.
I'm gonna send it to you text and computer. So I'll walk you through it though. I'll be on the phone, so hold on.
It's
I just
pretty
wanna
straightforward
it's
'cause
super it's yeah. It's
I've done it
not
with my lawyers and that, doing the wills and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, usually buying a house, anything legal, it's always
Yeah.
an electronic. I'm gonna get clarification real quick on the hospital I should put because I have Fox Chase Center down as the hospital, but this one is asking the secondary diagnosis. I know you go to a different one for the follicular, so give me like 1 second, I'll be right back, okay? All
Okay.
right, 1 second, 1 second, Don, I'll be right back. Don, I'm back. Sorry about that.
Not a problem.
So she just told me I'll put Fox Cancer, Chase Cancer Center on here. And then let me just confirm everything with you, just so nothing's wrong. So I don't want to have to send you the paperwork again if anything's wrong. I hate bugging
Right.
people like that. One second. And then I did let you know the call is recorded. You would like to participate in the roundup lawsuit. You do not already have an attorney and have not signed anything in regards to this. That is all correct.
That is correct.
And then you were diagnosed with large B cell lymphoma, also known as diffuse large cell B lymphoma. That is correct.
That's correct.
All right. And then you were also diagnosed with follicular lymphoma, but that's a secondary diagnosis. And then
That's correct.
you were diagnosed with the B cell lymphoma, though, in regards to this, around May of 2010, and you would have been in 62 or 63 at the time of diagnosis.
That's correct.
All right. And then you did spray Roundup within 20 years of your initial diagnosis.
Yes.
Sprayed Roundup roughly 48 years because you were still spraying it till around 2023. And then around 100 or more hours of exposure. Did spray Roundup for at least 1 year altogether before being diagnosed. And then you were directly exposed as you were the one spraying it.
Correct.
And then the main exposure was agricultural.
Correct.
And then you sprayed a little at your home in the later years. And then you are, of course, a citizen of the US. You did have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, and it was follicular
No,
lymphoma. Okay.
okay.
Yeah.
That's right. I forget
Yeah.
about that.
Yeah. No, you're good. No, I, yeah, just, yeah. When I look it up, follicular shows in non-Hodgkin's, that's the only reason I'm marking it. Yeah. So, and then it was follicular lymphoma. That would have been 2019. You, of course, are filing this claim for yourself. Unsure if any other loved ones were affected in the same way as you. You will have my number, though. I'm going to give it to you. And then I forgot to ask you this question. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
All right, no. And then HIV and AIDS was no. Autoimmune disease, no. Hepatitis is no. Hepatitis B is no. And C. Epstein-Barr is no. Lupus is no. Diabetes, no. And then rheumatoid arthritis is yes, correct?
That's all correct.
All right. And then other cancer besides the B cell that required chemo was the follicular lymphoma, and that was 2019, and then no family history of cancer.
Correct.
Right. And then you are Don Yeager, YEAGER, are you, and no, and not a junior, senior, or anything like that. And you, of course, are a male. You are married, and then birthday of 10/23/1947, and you are 77.
Correct. And
And then
my
is it
first name is just plain Don,
just
D-O-N.
Don, right?
Correct.
Okay, I was going to confirm that too. Yeah, and then
Was supposed to be Donald, but the hospital put Don on the birth certificate, and we just never did anything about
they ran out of ink.
it.
And then your is it okay if I repeat your last four?
Yes. O-O-2-4-0.
Thank you. And then you saw the ad on TV in regards to Roundup. And then you first, when did you first, what year would that have been in, like 2020, 2021, 22, that you saw that the ad on TV?
I would say it's probably 22.
Okay. And then you are 5'5", as you said, you did shrink a little bit. And then
Yeah.
your weight 210, and then you are married.
Correct.
All right. And then we're speaking
It's
on a
tough
cell.
to you can't lose weight when on some of the, especially like the on the cancers,
Yeah.
those cancers like protein. So they had me on high carb, low protein diet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's funny. So you were eating a lot of bread and stuff. That's funny. I never knew that.
It's the diets they put you on, and but they were explained to me that the cancer particular likes protein, and so
That's what it goes
during
after.
chemo and for a period of time, they had me on a that high carb, low protein. So I went from 170 to 210.
Wow, okay. Dang.
When you're
Oh.
on that kind of a diet for a couple of years at a time, it
Right,
does
no.
its number on you.
Yeah. Well, you're healthy though. I mean, you're doing well. It's better to be than underweight, so.
I'm doing good. I had a stroke this past year.
I'm sorry to hear that. Was that early? That was in January or something?
That was late July of 2024.
Oh, the end of okay. I was gonna say I wouldn't be able to tell just from speaking with you.
I had to take therapy. Just speaking, I was doing pretty decent. You'll see me maybe hesitate. It's where I'm grabbing for a word. But
We all do that, though.
yeah, and that's and the amount I do it is not unnormal. So the speech therapist that they had me at, but the biggest problem I have is reading stuff. I can read a sentence, and my mind will say I've read something different, specific words in there.
Oh, really?
And I have to it'll make no sense, and I'll have to go back through it. And even when I figure out which word it is, it's still telling me it's a different word until I actually spell it to myself, that my mind will accept it.
I see. Oh, man.
So it's frustrating it once in a while, but
right.
I make it, and doing the daily devotional has really helped me, because I have to really focus on the wording in it.
Got to think about what you're writing. Yeah. I'm looking it up. Let me see if I can find it. Is it a website?
No, I don't have a website. I just write it and I send it just by email.
Okay. And then the email we have for you, it's donjagermeister@gmail.com. And then this is the best
That's
number
correct.
To reach on. All right. And it's
yes.
a cell phone. And then I've marked all these questions no, as they do not pertain. For some reason, they populated for power of attorney. So I marked that as no, because you're filing for yourself. Documents to support your next of kin, no, because you're filing for yourself. And then letter of testamentary, no. And then this one, of course, no. And then how many times per month last year did you round up? We roughly estimated around 24. You first started spraying it around 1975, the Roundup, when it came out. You did not use any protective gear, which is fine. About 1,000 acres of a sharecrop farm is where it was applied, and this is in Ohio.
Correct.
And you were directly exposed through farming. You did personally spray Roundup, and then how often you were present during the application was constant, 3 weeks in a row every day. Put a comma there. And then total exposures to Roundup, we did the math on that. It would have been around 315. That sounds correct?
Correct.
And then you guys did get your water from a well. You said it was around 300 feet deep. And then
correct.
The water in the well has not been tested, you said, right?
No.
All right. And then you were exposed to DDT and other herbicides, correct?
That is correct.
Do you know any other ones you're exposed to, or just DDT?
The DDT is the only one that I recall. But
okay. No, that's fine.
There had to be something in between DDT and Roundup for
you guys
a couple
could have
of years there.
Using there could have been some spare DDT bottles lying around for that year.
And more than likely that was it, because we were buying it in large volume.
Yeah.
So don't know. And maybe he stretched it out. He might. Like I said, my father was buying it, and especially when I was younger. Even when I was going to college and that, and first married, he would just have it already mixed and in the sprayer, and I just had to take the equipment and run the fields.
Okay. And then I have no forever exposure, no exposure to benzene that you know of, no Agent Orange exposure. The type of Roundup you guys used was the concentrate, and then your father most likely bought that from somebody in the same state in Ohio, correct?
Correct.
And then I put here, father would buy it yearly, and they would spray every spring to kill everything at the farm.
Correct.
Farm. And then you would plow the fields down, still sprayed it in his front, in his yard from time to time over the years till 2023.
That's correct.
Right. I'm just going to make sure I have the punctuation right.
And when I used it around the house, I actually bought the concentrate and
okay.
mixed it double
Yourself.
Dose.
Okay, gotcha. And then no
I actually,
receipts for it. Did you sell? And you said you don't have a bottle, right, in your possession?
no,
Yeah, that's
because
fine.
now that I've got a lawn care guy, I don't have to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And then no receipts for Roundup. Never smoked, which is very good. You are retired, so not currently employed. And then you did lose time from work back in 2010. We roughly have the dates as 01, 01, 2010 to 7, 1 of 2010. Or do you
Yeah.
want me just, I can just put the whole year if you want, just to give it a rougher estimate. January
Well,
2010 to December.
2010, it diagnosed was in May, so I didn't lose any time
And before that, so May.
until probably July.
Okay. So I'll put July to December. Change this. And then never in the military, never involved in any lawsuits, never filed disability or workers' compensation claim in regards to this, and never filed for bankruptcy.
That's correct on all those.
And then never convicted of a crime besides a minor traffic offense.
That's correct.
All right. And then diagnosing doctor and treating doctor was Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Correct.
And then they are an oncology practice, that is correct. And you receive chemotherapy for both forms of cancer you were diagnosed with.
That's correct.
And then it asked me this question: how has the diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? What would you say? I just need to
What
put
can I say? Since I lost my kidney,
I
it was a
know.
major implant, and
That's all you need to say. Lost kidney, that's fine. Severely affected.
that hurt me because I have a grandson that will need both kidneys transplanted sometime in his life, and now I cannot give him because I only have one left.
I see. I'll put that there then. That affects it. Yeah, for sure. I put lost kidney, has a grandson who will need a kidney one day and wanted to
He's
give his
got
kidney.
what they call polycystic
Polycystic. Oh, yeah.
kidney disease. So the inside the kidneys, they get cysts and they keep growing. He's in no pain, but there's a point where it takes up too much volume, and he'll go into kidney failure. And
I'm sorry for
so,
that.
but he was born with this, so it's
Oh,
just.
he's been dealing with it for a while then.
Yeah, and he's about 23 right now, so
Okay.
he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They thought it'd be 8 to 10 when they'd have to do it, but
Really?
he's been on specific diets and stuff to help all this. And then, he's under constant treatment of that.
That's good. Yeah, he like 3 times older than I thought he'd be. And then Fox Chase Center Cancer Center will have medical records for you, correct? And indicating the
Correct.
diagnosis. And then the address is 3616, so 3616 Esther
That's
Street,
correct.
Indian Trail, North Carolina, 28079.
Correct.
And then emergency contact, we have Dorla, Dorla, and last name Jaeger, same last name as you. Phone number of 704-242-5714, and that is your wife.
Correct. That's
Okay.
and that information is correct.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a text now, so all that is correct. I'm emailing and texting you right now, and this is the DocuSign that I'm sending you.
Okay, I'm on my computer. I'm in my office.
You should get it right in the next like second or
Yeah, I
so.
just got it came in, and there came in on this.
I sent it via text and email. So on the computer, you know how to do it. You click the yellow box, it'll say continue, and these are just basically giving the attorneys permission to call you, and then if when after you speak with them, if you want to move forward, they will start pulling the records. So you're gonna
That
want to
was
just hit.
different. I hit that one and I got one up about the something about the SMS message of that, yes or
Oh,
no, right?
you want to say yes on that?
Yeah, I assumed that was
Yeah.
now it's going into DocuSign.
Yeah, if you decline that, then we have to do it. It like won't let me resend it. I've had people do that on accident, and it makes it a little more of a headache, but it's not, it doesn't, you can get around it, but
Okay, now I got the pop-up. Agree to that.
Agree, yep.
Continue.
Continue, and then you'll see the start after that.
Right.
And then Once you hit start, it'll take you to the, you know what, to the yellow box. Tap it. It'll ask you for the signature. You can always select a style, of course, and then adopt and confirm saves it. And then once you hit finish, let me know. And then let me text you from my number too, so you have it. Dawn. I'll wait till you're done so it doesn't block anything. On. In regards to the round lawsuit, my direct number at A4D. And 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, now I'm just hitting finish on it.
Yep, if you hit finish and it takes you up, then you might have missed the yellow one, but it'll take it. Yep, you completed it. And then I'm texting you from my number. Please call me at this number and I'll transfer you to them directly. This is my number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys at A4D by Wednesday, Dawn, feel free to call me on that nine. That's my direct number. So every time you call, it'll go directly to me.
Okay.
And then if you don't hear from them within 24, probably most likely Wednesday, 48 hours, so give them some time. And then I have to read you this part, Dawn. Before we do wrap up, I want you to make know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim. Most likely, I will be calling you within the next couple hours once it does go over the quality assurance process. That was why I confirmed all that information with you like two or three times, like spelling and such. So nothing's wrong. I don't have to resend you anything. And then I will introduce you to the firm. So most likely later today, I'll call you, if anything, tomorrow, or they will call you before that. They may go over some of these same things we discussed today, like the follicular cancer and the B cell. So just like, confirm all that with them. It's just part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate. If they do need to sign any additional forms, they might need you to. Most likely they won't because we did them all. They will send them over just like a medical release so they can collect better records to strengthen your claim. If you do see any paperwork for them, do be prompt and send it back as soon as you can. I know you have no problem doing that as you were able to do this easy without me explaining it to you. I've had people take hours to do this, so I thank you for that. The DocuSign. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we just want to make sure you're fully prepared. And then, like I've told you this already, if you don't hear from anybody within the 48 hours, call me on that 949 number, and I will directly connect you to the attorneys.
Excellent.
And then, besides that, you can confirm you're available to speak with them as freely as you did with me today.
Yes.
Yep. And then, do you have any other questions? You have my number too, if you do have any questions arise later.
Okay.
And
Sounds
then,
good.
besides that, Don, I thank you for your time. If you have any questions, reach out to me on that 949 number, and then be on a lookout for a call from them. They should be calling from a. Let me see what their number is. Hold on. One second. Before I let you go, I just want to let you know what number to look for. And so it'll be like Pulaski A4D, I guess. So it'll be an eight. It should be an 866 number. Let me send it to you. Just so you're on the lookout.
Yeah, because I don't always
Yeah. No, I know how it
answer a
is.
phone because you get all these spams.
Regardless, like I said, if you don't hear from them, you can call me in 2 days and I can always connect you to them. Going from there.
Excellent.
And then that's my text. I think I just sent you where I said A4D should be calling you from an 866 number, and then I put the whole number in there.
Okay, yeah.
And then Don, that is it. I do thank you for your time. Just be on a lookout for their call. And then besides that, if you don't hear from them by Wednesday, please do call me. All right.
Okay,
And
will do.
I am sorry for everything that you went through in regards to the roundup because it very well could have put you at a predisposition for these ailments. And I do thank you for your time. And you have a wonderful day, sir. Thank you.
Okay, same here. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.